Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
All right, hey guys, welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Brendan here with Courtney Doucette.
Hi.
And we have so much to talk about today because last night was part two of the Vanderpump Rules reunion. Mm-hmm. It didn't really give a lot for me. Like, they tease so much of what's coming up, and then it's, like, stuff that's for next week.
It did, but it also, like, did, like, a build-up, because you still had, like, the Raquel parts that, like, you, like, wanted to, like, hear from her. Andy asked her, how did you feel about, like, this, like, situation ending with Ariana? Did you guys really think that you could ever be friends with it? And when she actually thought that they could be friends after, and, like, it all would be fine, I was like, she is about to walk in to an experience she's not prepared for. If she actually thought that Ariana could come out of it fine, and that her and Tom, like, were just going to tell everyone, and that, like, Sheena was going to get over the restraining order so fast, and Lala and James were going to come for her, I'm like, you have no idea what's waiting for you. And Tom did try to, like, warn her going into, like, next week, like, Ariana will come for you.
There was that interesting scene where Tom and Raquel are in the trailer, and he's asking the producer, can you turn the cameras off, and the producer's
like,
listen.
Yeah, I actually think we have a clip of it.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Hey, can we, like, have a, can we have, like, a for real break where we're not, like, being filmed?
Yeah, you want to go back and get lunch right now?
Yeah, but can I just, like, chat with her, like, without,
yeah,
like.
That'd be nice.
Like, cameras are up if anyone's together, like, the whole time.
Dude, no, man. Like, no.
You can have time
taking my mic off.
You can have time if you need time to yourself, but if y'all are together, you know.
Dude, I just want to. Sorry.
I know, but if you're together, you know.
We just need a breath.
Part of what it is, you know?
I want to talk to her like, I don't want to camera my goddamn face.
We won't.
You're not understanding.
That is a good producer.
It really is. We actually got these photos and video, but we couldn't hear the conversation that was happening. And I was so excited to be like, that's what we got the images of. And it was so good.
And there's only one thing that makes you think, okay, this was Tom in that situation. He wanted to coach Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
She hadn't really come out on the set yet.
Because Ariana's been saying that this entire time. Like, he wanted to coach me on this show, and then going, like, back and forth on that. And Tom's like, no, you were coaching me all the time. And
right.
She was like, no, it's you. You want to get your story straight. We already saw in part one that Tom did not have the timeline straight when they were going over when the affair started. And Tom Schwartz kind of, like, blew his cover that it happened, like, months prior.
And you have to remember, you know, Raquel is watching this from a trailer, so she's seeing the live feed coming
from the set. I love
the
cutaway shots. They're so brilliant.
And the one where they tease is it Sheena from, like, coming up in next week, and she's, like,
yes,
sitting in the trailer with her White Claw.
Oh,
like,
my God, I love the White Claw
slippers on. As Raquel walks out on the set.
Yes, she still looks so angry.
You know, I love Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
Team Ariana.
Oh, boy.
But I wish she's cutting off Tom so much.
Yes.
That part of me wishes she'd let him speak a little bit before she cuts him off, because maybe he's going to say something that's going to reveal something that we don't already know. They're all very quick to cut each other off and say F you and F that and
yes,
don't speak and you're spinning
she
this.
She even
or
shushed him at one point last night.
Yeah, I wish they would give. I know people are like, oh, I don't want to hear from Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
He did an awful thing. But I wish people, that's why they do these reunions.
Well,
it's for
she keeps
everyone
saying,
to be able to
though,
tell their side
of the story.
Everything
that he's saying is a lie. Like,
yeah,
it's all a lie that he's coming out. It's all just, like, made up. And I will say, I'm kind of like, oh, was Ariana right about the coaching thing? Because when Tom leaves the stage again, like, when they have to do the switch between Sheena and Raquel, Tom's in the parking lot smoking a cigarette, and he goes, I've blown it. And he says something about, like, blowing it. And I'm like, what story did you not have lined up with Raquel, and now she's about to walk in there and you're going to have to face that timeline also doesn't match up?
I also think it's interesting that Raquel, you know, she filed that restraining order against Sheena,
mm-hmm,
which prevented them from being on the set together.
Oh, that was so annoying.
So annoying. And then the day of the reunion, she conveniently has her attorney,
yes,
go to court and file to dismiss the restraining order
mm-hmm.
that she had filed like 3 weeks prior. Like, of all days to do it, okay.
Well,
I don't know if she thought that was going to help her.
Me neither, because Andy said it was filed on this day. And the previous day, there was also footage of Raquel talking to Andy where she says that she regrets filing the restraining order. File it then so it could have gone through the court system so we could have seen them on stage together. But I don't know if she just wasn't prepared to actually see Sheena, just because that's who she was the closest like to other than Ariana. And she was there with Sheena that night on Watch What Happens Live when the story came out. So I don't know if she was actually prepared to see her, because she even was like, I wish I would have wrote Sheena a letter, like, watching this more and more, I'm having realizations about like the regrets I should have. And I'm like, you had to watch your friends cry to realize that you shouldn't have slept with your best friend's boyfriend. It was so fascinating to watch her talks like with Andy, because she actually really feel like she did nothing wrong. She even said, I was living in my own world, my own bubble, where I thought that it would all be fine and we would just go off and start dating after he broke up with Ariana. And what reality would that ever happen? After a 9-year relationship, you just start dating your best friend's boyfriend and everything just goes smooth.
I do agree. I do think Tom and Raquel thought that if this did get out, because they have talked about mm-hmm. how they were planning to tell Ariana, and Tom admits that he had waited too long in that scene when he films with Tom Schwartz during the Scandoval episode.
Yes.
But I get this vibe, like what you're saying is like almost like Tom and Raquel thought that this, maybe once everyone found out and time passed, things would die down, people would move on, friendships would be repaired, people would have an understanding or accept it and move on. But that's not happening
That's not happening at all. Raquel still doesn't give Lala for sleeping with James. She's still upset about that. If you're still upset about this girl that you weren't even friends with sleeping with your boyfriend at the time, and you're still upset about it, how do you think your best friend's going to react to actually sleeping with the guy that she did like? When Andy asked her, was like, were you going to tell them? And she was like, well, I actually don't know, like, if Ariana did want to know. But after talking to Ariana that night on Watch What Happens Live, she did want to know, like, if, like, we were having an affair. What are you talking about? And she was like, well, Ariana, like, never questioned me. Why would I question my best friend if you're sleeping with my boyfriend? Why would that ever be a thought? She was living in just this fantasy world. And I'm like, Raquel, girl, you better.
Hot mess.
I cannot wait for next week. This part wasn't the greatest because you heard a lot about the storyline that you didn't want to hear. Lala, great storyline. Don't care. Allie, don't really care about your storyline.
I know, 10 minutes of Allie. Mm.
I know. I, like, sped through it, and I was like, I need more Ariana.
I'm like, okay. But then I go back to the Allie stuff because I always think about, like, she was the whistleblower in a sense of
yes.
this, and bringing up that she saw them dancing together
at
the Abbey that night.
But that's the one part they didn't even talk about.
Right.
They didn't even bring that up.
They talk about her relationship with James. Yeah.
Yes, at least be like, you were the one to bring it on screen that they were dancing at the Abbey. How do you feel about that? Like, you didn't even bring her into the Sandoval stuff.
Also, I'm like a little bit over. I'm like, if James walks off the set one more time, too much making it about him.
Andy's over it.
Andy's over it. But Andy needs to bring it back again to, like,
he does.
We need to focus it on Ariana and Tom and Raquel. Like, that is who we want to hear from.
Yes. Well,
especially
I loved it when James was like,
Raquel.
Every time I hear Tom speak, I get angry and I have to pee. I'm like, that can't,
yeah,
that cannot be real. But I did love the teaser when Tom Schwartz, like right before Raquel comes out, he takes out the biggest bottle of Xanax I've ever seen, just right out of his coat pocket, and just starts popping one as soon as he sees Raquel walking out. And all the cast is like, are you just popping a Xanax right now?
I'm really curious also, like, just thinking ahead, like, because they start filming the new season at the end of next month.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them have said, like, they're not going to film
with Tom and Raquel.
And, like, I get it, but also, like, without them, what is the show?
Because Raquel, even before this storyline came out, Raquel was the show, like, this season. All, like, the stuff that she did, Raquel was carrying it because the other cast, like, really wasn't doing it. Tom and Tom were, like, were so stressed out with the bar, and that was, like, kind of a storyline. And then Lala was just so protective, and I think that she has to be because of all, like, the court legal stuff that she's going through with Randall. But she really didn't have one. Sheena was just so boring. Like, she lives out in Marina Del Rey. They're all out in, like, village, like, Valley Village. So, like, she's not even part of it. And James is always just, like, James. So, like, Raquel was holding it down and was, like, getting all, like, the stuff already in it. So I don't know what they need Raquel. And she did say she wanted to come back.
She did say she wanted to come back, but like, who knows? I mean, that was filmed before she checked into this mental health facility that she's in, that she's allegedly still in. So it makes you wonder, like, you know, during this treatment process, if she's learned things, if these like therapists and counselors that she's working with or the courses that she's taking are saying like, listen, being on reality TV on national television is like not in your best interest if you want to move forward from this. Who knows? But also,
but does she want
a paycheck
move forward
for her?
To it?
What's like, she gonna do if she doesn't do Vanderpump Rules?
I have no. It would be very hard.
I don't
just
know if
to,
she's
like,
gonna
be
go
like
back
a server
at
Sir. Anywhere else. Oh, she couldn't go back working at Sir. Like you would have to like move somewhere.
She'd be
else.
So ridiculed. Like all the fans would come in and be like, "I don't want her as a server." Like
Peter would
she'd
still
get
take
no
her.
Tips.
Peter would still take her. Oh, that would be so sad. No, she would have to go somewhere else though. She just couldn't do it. But I know that her and Tom are still talking because we just got photos of them when he was on the flight. Even if the rest of the cast didn't film with them, if they just like had like their own like little, not like spinoff, but if they were still like part of it, but they just showed them, everyone would watch that. Like if they're like still talking, no one's not going to. Tom Schwartz will still talk. Heck, if they bring back Jax and Brittany, Jax will do anything to get on TV and he'll play like the in-between. Peter will do it. Like they still have some, not the strongest people in their corner.
I can see, because remember we did that story about like Sheena on her podcast had said that she didn't want, or she hadn't gotten an apology from Raquel yet.
Yeah.
I could see maybe Sheena agreeing to sit for like one scene where like they go to dinner or something and have like a sit down or at someone's house and say like, this is how I felt. This is what you did to me. You betrayed me. Like, just Raquel and Sheena one-on-one.
Did Sheena say that on her podcast before the reunion?
No, she said it, like, only, like, a week or two ago.
Why
that
hasn't Raquel hasn't, still...
Because that she hasn't blocked Raquel yet because if Raquel wanted to reach... More so, she was seeing if Raquel was going to reach out and
give her
an apology.
Well, you think she would have, saying that, like, seeing from the reunion, Raquel being like, hey, I wish I would have sent Sheena a letter.
Right.
So you think, like, right after that, she would have...
Said something.
What?
I know.
Oh my God. Okay. I could talk about this forever. But...
We will have much more. yes. I think there will be much more to talk about this next week. Because I think next week will be juicy with it being the finale.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
But on to another amazing reality TV show, Selling Sunset.
I finally finished. Have you watched? I finally finished it in one weekend.
I'm kind of mad at myself.
I like that, but I'm bad. I finally finished it the other night.
Yeah.
God, why did they wait until the Palm Springs trip? It was like six episodes of giving me nothing. And then finally they go to Palm Springs on like episode six or seven. And I'm like,
yeah,
finally something worth watching.
You didn't like it. You are very hard to please this morning with your reality TV.
I just thought it was a lot of fake staged nonsense in the first several episodes. And I was like almost at a point where I was going to drop out.
Yeah.
But then the Palm Springs trip came and I was like, okay, this is insane. And then Chriselle makes the crackhead accusation.
That was so bad against Nicole.
Nicole, which was insane.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know how they can like legally air that without.
Well, I'm sure like Nicole has to give consent, but Nicole actually, we shot her out and she says that she wants to drop it all and move past it all with Chriselle.
Right.
Are you taking any action? I know that you reached out to a lawyer.
Right now, it's not something that's on the table.
Okay. Has Chriselle, I know you got a lot of death threats, has Chriselle reached out to you since?
We haven't spoken. No.
She said for you, she told us yesterday, for you to repair the relationship if you wanted to reach out. Do you think that's something you'd do?
I mean, I have hopes that we can just come to an understanding that we can coexist. And
and
I think, you know, at this point that's healthy for both of us.
Yeah.
Everyone's around us. And, you know, it's just at this point it's like I don't need to spend any more time.
So I feel like that's the best in her interest to actually do that because Chriselle kind of blew Nicole's cover saying that we were cool before the filming and Nicole came on and targeted me to like get a storyline. But that wasn't even my best storyline. Bree Tiessi, Nick Cannon's baby mama, she brought it. And that's why I was like, I can't believe it took you till six seasons or till six episodes.
It took me a minute to warm up to her. I kind of like, I think got more sympathy for her when she had that one-on-one right before they went to Palm Springs with Amanza.
Yes.
And they went and had girl time, had a drink, talked about whole co-parenting thing.
I do love when she refers to herself as a model, though. And I'm like, you were a rock star drink girl. We've all been a drink girl, and you, that's not a model. Like, that's not a model.
We all had a model mayhem account one day, girl. I think it was once she had that conversation with Amanza, just because both of them are co-parenting and single moms, that I got a better understanding of her story and what she's gone through and what she's going through and what she has to, you know, deal with. Not that, like, Nick is a bad father. It's very clear they have a great, great relationship. But it took me a little bit to warm up to her. However, I will give her the credit. She's the only realtor this season that's brought on, like, celebrity clients.
Yes.
She's had, like, three. She had three of them.
Celebrity clients.
Yeah.
None of them else have. And some of them didn't even show houses this season. They were just, like, showed up at other, like, houses.
Chrishell and Emma, like, the first episode, they're like, oh, my God, and this is Harry Styles' former house.
I know.
Like, okay, but you're not selling Harry Styles' house.
Like, I wish you were selling Harry Styles' house, but, like, no. What, like, a little teaser.
And then Brie came in with, what was it, two athletes and maybe an actor? I'm drawing a blank on the names. But she brought people.
Yeah, like UFC fighters.
Notoriety.
Yeah. Yeah. And a boxer. But I was shocked. Jason and his girlfriend broke up. We posted that story yesterday on TMZ.com that him and his girlfriend broke up. She was on this season so much, he even left the office for like 3 weeks, which he never does, to go be with her.
And I actually liked her on the show. I mean, she wasn't on that much, but she was very comfortable in the scenes they filmed together. And I was like, wow. I was thinking, like, if they lasted together, like, I could see them bringing her on as a cast member. That's obviously not going to happen anymore.
No. I mean, that would be good, because now he would have four of his exes on the show. Because I didn't realize that Jason also dated Nicole.
Nicole, yeah.
Yes.
Like, forever ago.
He's dated all of his employees.
Because Nicole's been at the group for, like, 8 years.
She was before
Any
Mary.
Of them. Yeah.
Even, like, Nicole, Mary, Chrishell, and then this girl that he recently just broke up with.
I do. I will say.
All very hot.
I might get crap for this, but I just. The show misses something with Christine. There's an element missing without Christine being there.
Well, because she was one of the OG people, and she brought it. And, like, she, like, knew how to, like, read people. And she was also fun. She was very light. It wasn't so, like, serious. And she was very playful.
It's very clear that Chelsea, who I've warmed up to, I do like Chelsea.
Yes.
And Chelsea, I do think, is bringing the fashion this season
1,000%.
Out of any of the others. I do think Chelsea has tried and is doing okay, not as well as Christine, in stepping into that, like, villain role. Like, she plays it in
a way.
Well,
she lost her partner. Christine was her partner, like, last year. It would be hard.
I mean, she's not horrible. I like her. I like her a lot. That skirt she wore, that one scene where she said she had to, like, not wear it in the car.
She had a dress in it, and it was, like, a pure, like, leather thing. It was so hot, though. It was so good.
Like a belt that the UFC fighters wear.
I know.
It's crazy.
Well, this is another show I could talk forever, but...
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. But we have to get back to our work, but...
We are out of time.
I know.
Thank
you
guys
for joining us. Well, you guys can download your podcast wherever. Google, Spotify, watch it on YouTube.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.